Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hello, my fellow suffering beings. It's Friday, time for your bonus meditation. As you may have heard, or at least I hope you heard, back on Monday, we dropped a big Valentine's Day episode with Julie and John Gottman, two of the world's leading experts in the science and skill of relationships. Today, we're going to pound some of those learnings into your neurons with a meditation from the great Sharon Salzberg. You may have heard me at times blather on about how I've come to embrace a broader definition of the very loaded and often cliche-laden term of love. Much of my spiel has been lifted directly from Sharon, who's done some incredibly deep and important thinking on this subject and is one of the leading teachers when it comes to the flavor of meditation that science has shown can build up our capacity for love, or you might just call it friendliness. In today's meditation, Sharon's going to show us how to apply these skills in all of our relationships, not just romantic ones. How do we surf the various vexations of dealing with other human beings without losing our crap or committing a homicide? Sharon's got your recipe. So here we go now with Sharon.
Hi, this is Sharon Salzberg. This practice is inspired by the second section of my book, Real Love. As we explore what real love can mean with our partners, our children, our parents, our siblings, as well as friends, colleagues, and spiritual teachers, whomever, the very real question arises, like, how do we love another skillfully? How do we take what might be our beautiful and pure intentions and find expression for them? How do we deal with loss, with disappointment, with hurt, with fear? How do we stay honest enough, present enough, to face those difficulties and transform them into a state of love for ourselves and for others? In a nutshell, we do it one moment at a time. We do it through developing a different relationship through our own assumptions, our own fears, our own prior conclusions, and learn to be more present in a state of interest, curiosity, and wonder. Because this practice is a more reflective practice, again, we're going to use the feeling of the breath as the touch point, as the grounding for our awareness. That's where we'll begin, with feeling the sensations of the breath. That's what we'll return to periodically. And at any time, if you feel just confused or lost or overwhelmed, you certainly can just come back to the feeling of the breath. So let's begin. You can sit comfortably. See if your back can be straight without being strained or overarched. Close your eyes or not, however you feel most at ease. Begin with being aware of one breath, then the next. See if you can bring to mind a particular relationship. You can get an image of this person. Maybe say their name to yourself. Get a feeling for their presence. See what comes to mind as you try to imagine one good thing about them, the most predominant good thing about them. Perhaps it's something you treasure every day anyway. Perhaps it's something you don't think about very often. What are you grateful for about this person? Notice how that makes you feel as you reflect on that. And bring your attention back to the feeling of the breath. And with this same person, see if you can call to mind something that's difficult for them in their lives, source of conflict or sorrow. Maybe it's something you do think about periodically in a wave of compassion for them. Maybe it's something you try to avoid or you tend to overlook. Whatever it might be, see if you can just sit there, even if it's somewhat uncomfortable, and be present with them in this situation. Again, you can return your attention to the feeling of the breath. Once again, the same person, is there something you feel impatient about with them? You want to see them change. If something comes to mind, you can just reflect on that. How does that make you feel? Again, bring your attention back to the feeling of the breath. And then, do you feel you really know this person thoroughly? Are there any surprises? Did they show certain talents, certain skills, kind of sensitivity that you didn't think was there? Or maybe you just acknowledge there's a whole mystery about everybody, including this person. Ponder this for a moment. And bring your attention back to the feeling of the breath. You can close with the extension of loving kindness for this person, all parts of them, the parts you like, the parts you don't like that much, the parts not so clearly known, all of it. Get an image of them. Say their name to yourself. Get a sense of their presence. And offer your most heartfelt wishes to them. May you be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease, or whatever those phrases might be. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes end the session. And see if you encounter people in a different way based on having done this exercise. Thank you for exploring this practice, and I hope you find some benefit in continuing this exploration.
Big thanks to Sharon. And before I go, I just want to point out we're going to be back here on Monday with a brand new episode that could be challenging, could be a good way to test the skills that we just developed in that meditation. I don't know this for sure, but I suspect the vast majority of listeners are progressive, or at least in the center left, or even just the center. We have searched far and wide, low and high, here on the show for many years for conservative, advanced practitioners to come on and talk about their views of the practice and how it relates to society, culture, et cetera, et cetera. So we found one. His name is Christopher Ford, and he'll be on the show on Monday. And I think there's a lot to learn from, you know, sitting tight and listening to somebody whose ideas may not jibe with your own. So let's do it together on Monday. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fu, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.